it's really not apparent at all to you when you go to Muir Beach just to go on a walk or take a hike, because you drive up, you walk from the parking lot, cross a little bridge to get to the beach, and there's no apparent problem. You really have to kind of look at it from a landscape view, and when you actually look at it on a map, you can start to get a sense of what's wrong. The parking lot currently has originally been about 500 feet long, extending across the floodplain. It has left basically about 50 feet as it was first constructed for water from the creek to get around it, to move downstream to get out to the beach. And this is water that's coming from the top of Mount Tamalpais, 8.5 square mile watershed. You take this 500-foot-long parking lot. It's all fill. It was brought in from a Caltrans landslide where they built up this parking lot 3 to 4 feet above the natural elevation of the floodplain, and then left 50 feet of width for the creek and its floodplain for all the water to get by, where it needs hundreds of feet of width. So in essence, the parking lot is kind of a dam. It's had an effect on how the water moves, and it's affected flood elevations. It's had an effect on the creek itself, because the creek fills up with sediment. It's had an effect on the channels that fish would use for fish passage. In essence, it's a dysfunctional creek system. And you don't see it from the parking lot. You don't see all of that. Next to the parking lot, all of that problem is hidden under the willows. The locals know that the flooding on their road has gotten worse since the parking lot was built up. They've actually seen part of the effect of that. But it's taken more analysis to really look at how the elevations have changed, how the width is way too small, to look at what would happen if the parking lot weren't here, to really make a strong case that it just can't stay the way that it is. So whereas right now, when you come up to Muir Beach, you drive into Muir Beach, and there's this long parking lot that runs basically north-south, we're going to take it and rotate it so that it runs more or less east-west, right next to the main road. And what that will do is free up and added like 400 feet of width on the floodplain. And instead of the parking lot occupying the floodplain, you'll walk across a raised boardwalk to get out to the beach. That, of course, will allow floodwaters to flow under that area. It allows pedestrians to get out there. It doesn't obstruct the flow conveyance. It doesn't obstruct fish passage. It doesn't obstruct sediment transport. It lets all the natural processes function, and we can still have full visitation.